And now let us learn a little more about what makes this bhajan so beautiful. Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the raga behind this composition?
Saram Vishu, as you are saying, what makes this bhajan beautiful? The fact that it is Bhagwan's composition,
okay,
I think that,
yes,
is, a
that is the most beautiful aspect.
Yeah, it's his own composition and very sweet bhajan it is.
Yes.
He has sung it many number of times.
Yes.
And if you see the raga aspect, to my knowledge, I don't know whether this bhajan belongs to any particular raga.
Mm-hmm.
Means I can't tell it belongs to a single raga like how we tell in other bhajans.
Yes.
But as I listen to this bhajan, what comes to my mind is one rag, Rageshri. It's
okay.
A beautiful raga.
Okay.
And the notes of this raga are Ne sa ga ma da ne sa sa ne da ma ga re sa. So you have in this raga sa ga, ga is shuddh, ma da, da is also shuddh. Ni, ni is ni one, komal,
okay,
ni.
Ni komal.
Sa ne da ma ga re sa. It is such a divine and
really?
Filled with ecstasy kind of feel this raga gives. And I don't think there are many bhajans composed in this raga. Generally what we hear in mandir are all Darbari, Ahir Bhairav, all this kind of ragas. This is a very little bit rare raga where,
yes,
you have not many bhajans. And of course, you have a composition titled Sundara Vadana Gopala.
Okay.
It's a beautiful bhajan composed by Kaustubh ji.
Okay. Kaustubh Pare.
Yeah, Kaustubh Pare.
Okay.
I think it's there in the Bhavanjali Volume 6.
Okay.
It's a beautiful bhajan. I'll just sing two lines of it.
Sure.
Sundara Vadana Gopala, Sundara Vadana Gopala, Nayana Sunayana Henandalala, Nayana Sunayana Henandalala, Sundara Vadana Gopala. It goes like that.
Amazing. So this bhajan has the feel of Rageshri.
Yeah, Rageshri. But in fact, if you look at each line swaras, like there is no pancham in the rag Rageshri. But in fact, if you look at every line swara, there is a pancham.
There is pancham.
And
here,
so that's what I said. Like you can't
really
categorize it to,
yeah,
one particular raga.
Yes.
The way in which the tune flows. That feel is given by kind of Rageshri. And
yeah,
in fact, if you look at Madhava Mohana Mayura Mukutadhara, you have a play of Nisa Nisa Danida. Both Nishads are coming here.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
so that has a total
also
different feel from Rageshri.
Correct. Yes. So, Anirudh, let's go on now. Let's do the swaras line by line, and Arvind Sai is here to follow as we do each line.
Yeah, sure. Madhuvana Sanchari Shama Murari Magapamare Sasadani Sagaga Madapama
Magapamare Sasadani Sagaga Madapama
Shri Madhusudana Murali Dhari Dada da padasani da pa padama gaga madapama
Dada da padasani da pa padama gaga madapama.
Again, we come back to the first line. Next line. Madhava Mohana Mayura Mukutadhara Madani Sa 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 Nisa Nisa Da Sa Nida
Madani Sa 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 निसा निसा दा सा नी दा
मथुरा नाथ प्रभु गेरे धारे दाद पनी दपमा पद मग गम दपमा
दाद पनी दपमा पद मग गम दपमा
एंड द लास्ट लाइन इज इंस्टेड ऑफ प्रभु गिरिधारी साई गिरिधारी वेयर द नोटेशंस रिमेन द सेम
सेम Okay, so as you mentioned, Anirudh, there are not many bhajans in this raga.
Yeah, it's a very unique composition.
Yes. So, shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah, definitely. The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Madhuvan Sanchari Shama Murari Madhuvan Sanchari Shama Murari